JetBlue says it's going to offset carbon emissions on its domestic flights by next summer and that its flights out of San Francisco will start using waste-based biofuel. This follows a similar announcement from Europe's EasyJet. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Henry Hartevelt, travel industry analyst and strategist, as well as founder of Atmosphere Research Group based in San Francisco. Henry, do we know yet how they're going to do this other than just the biofuel?
Right. So Susan, what they're going to do is starting in July, JetBlue will make offsets. They will pay money to organizations that they have identified that will work towards climate restoration. So that could be organizations that help build sustainable energy like wind or solar. It could be reforestation or other actions like that.
All right, so this is sort of it's not taking the carbon out of the air specifically. In other words, they're not cutting back the emissions on their flights. They're simply offsetting in some other way.
That is correct, Stan. But what they are going to do is, out of San Francisco International, they will begin to use fuel that is a mix of traditional and this biofuel combination, which will help over time reduce some of the emissions. It's a start.
By using this biofuel, does it mean our ticket prices are going to go up?
Not because of the biofuel itself. JetBlue has said that they are not going to raise fares because of this carbon offsetting or the biofuel. But because the biofuel is mixed with traditional fuel, that's still going to be a function of the price of oil.
So when you look at this, there are a lot of levers you could pull. If you could make a 50% more efficient airplane engine, you could cut your carbon emissions 50%. If everybody weighed 20 pounds less, I mean, you know, there are a lot of ways you could play with the numbers here. Is it really feasible for the airline industry to get to a neutral position?
It is, Stan, but it's going to take work. For one thing, we are flying more. There are more flights going to more places, so there's simply more airplanes in the sky than there were a few years ago. We don't like it as passengers, but when the airlines cram more seats into the plane, that does make the flight that much more fuel efficient. So the airlines are exploring things. Delta announced earlier this week an artificial intelligence-based flight planning tool that they use to not only avoid turbulence, but fly more direct routes. The FAA is working on new generation air traffic, which can also contribute to more direct flying. All of these things help reduce unnecessary emissions.
You know, Henry, in introducing you, I mentioned the fact that Europe's EasyJet is already doing something along these lines. Now that JetBlue has jumped on board, does this put pressure on other airlines to follow suit?
Absolutely. This is the beginning of a trend, and it's only a matter of time before the airlines start to incorporate the carbon offsetting into the price of the ticket.
Are they feeling pressure from that sort of low-key movement in Europe where people are basically saying, don't fly?
They're feeling pressure from their future generations of customers, travelers ages 18 through 39, who are far more focused on the environment. It's the future of their world, of our world. And so it's not so much the flight shaming that we have seen in Europe here in the U.S. so much as it is environmental awareness and responsible behavior.
Henry Hartevelt, thank you for joining us this morning. Mr. Hartevelt is a travel industry analyst and strategist, as well as founder of Atmosphere Research Group based in San Francisco. Yeah.